It sounds like an evil song. Hello, everybody. This is Andy Lopez, better known as the Invisible Gardener. What I like to tell people is AKA Invisible Gardener. I hear a fan. Oh, I know what it is. I have to remember that the computer has a fan and the mic is sitting on the desk, which vibrates, and then you hear the fan. But if I turn the computer off, then nothing's happening. So we're just going to have to get used to the fan. Maybe I can hold it. No, doesn't make any difference. So lots of things going on today. First of all, today's show starts the month for rock dust. And I'm going to explain to you about rock dust, what it is, how I figured it out, what it does, and I'm going to be covering. let's see, I got a list of questions here. You know, what is rock dust? Why is rock dust so important? Mother Nature and rock dust. I'll talk about remineralization, and. Then I'll also talk about microbes and rock dust. I'm going to try to get some folks on this month. I know it's not giving them enough time. I personally tell people, don't even try to invite me in the same month. It's just not polite. You have to kind of think about it in advance. So I'll get them on later if they don't come on this month. And then because there's a remineralization folks, okay? So we'll see if I get Joanne Campion. She was going to come on, and then the fires came. And there's a few other people I would like to get on that have to do with rock dust. And so so this month is going to be all about rock dust. I'm even going to be giving away my Invisible Gardener's Grower's Kit, which has 5 pounds of rock dust. It's a rock dust blend that I make. I'll talk to you about what the blend consists of, because there's about 14 different sources of rock dust. Okay, so there's a lot of different sources. And this is just where I want to get, because I'm sure there's lots more around the world. And the song you just listened to is called Spatial Anomaly. I'm in the process of writing it right now as we speak, because I'm just a multitasking person. I just multitask a lot. Okay, so I'm going to be, let's see, what was I going to do? I'll be playing this song in its entirety at the end of when my next show starts, The Cosmic Spaceship. That's a show coming right after this one, and we're going to see what I do, because I play a lot of music, but I'm thinking people have asked me to do lots of other things. And so today I'm going to talk to you. First of all, I'm going to talk to you about the contest. We have a contest winner for February, and the person's name is Barbara. I think it's Dahl, D-A-H-L. Congratulations, Barbara. When you entered and you say, "Hey, enter me in a contest," you always have to remember to put your address in, because I already emailed you that I won. And if you're listening, you should email me back, because I'm still waiting for your address. So just remember when you that's one reason why I asked you to use the newsletter and click on the Enter Me in the Contest button. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go up there and edit it and say, please, please add, make sure of email of a address, right? The physical address in case you win, because I don't have your email, of course. And what I do is I email you back saying, thank you for entering, and here's your free ebook, because you're going to get my Don't Panic It's Organic free right away back in the email. Well, maybe not right away. If you were to, am I getting echoes? Echoes, echoes. Maybe my brain, because of the dental surgery, has gaps in it now, and I get to hear echoes in my brain. But if you enter the contest through the newsletter, that's the only way you can enter it is through the newsletter. I don't want people to email me anymore because I don't catch you. If you go into the junk box, and then I have to catch it. And so there are a couple of ways to deal with it. To me, the easiest way is to go up to my website, invisiblegardener.com, look for inquiry button, inquiry. In the inquiry, you say, hi. Wait a second. So the inquiry is for questions. So if you already, are getting the newsletter and you have a question about the show, you use the inquiry. You say, hi, I'm listening to the show. I have a question. Then I can answer it on the next show. The way you enter the contest is by subscribing to get my newsletter. Once you get the newsletter, the first time you get it, I get an email saying this person got the newsletter. It goes into a box. You automatically enter that month's contest. If you want to enter every month, you have to use the newsletter, click on the enter me in the contest button. An email will pop up and say, enter me in this month, which in this case is March, contest. And I'm going to add, please, here's my physical address. Then you have to make sure that you enter your physical address in that. Normally, we don't ask for physical address because it's all done through the internet, the newsletters, the website, stuff like that. But if you want to get when you enter the contest and you win, you not only get the lifetime membership, but in today's, for example, Deborah won, she won the color version of the book. Okay, and so what we're doing this month is the Rock Dust blend. So not only will you get the membership, but you will also get the Rock Dust blend. This is 5 pounds, and I'll mail you that. Okay, next month we're probably going to start having the Don't Panic It's Organic T-shirts. As soon as I can, I'll get Don't Panic It's Organic hats. The whole thing. We have Don't Panic It's Organic cups. Those things, okay? So I'm supposed to say, let me help you to work with Mother Nature instead of against her. How's that? Hmm? Yeah. And so you all know I have a website, invisiblegardener.com. Please check it out. Like I said, sign up for the newsletter. If you feel like you want to buy the book, that's great. It's $20 for the book. As a member, you're welcome to join, because if you have, right? See, normally, I've been doing this radio show for a long time, not this particular one, but in the 1970s, I started doing a radio show. I tell people, look, I'm an organic. One of the things I do is I was an organic consultant, and I charge a lot of money for my time. But as a member, you can talk to me as often as you want to in various different ways I have set it up. So as a member, we have a members-only website. You go up there, you use a forum, you can reply to the blog that I have, which has the current information that I write. I write a blog twice a week. And of course, we have an organic hotline the members can call me. But for the general public, when I do my radio show, this is your opportunity to ask your questions. See, you don't need to join. People say, well, why do I have to join to get help? Well, you don't. You just call me. You have to go to the website and you have to use the inquiry button. A little form pops up. You put your name, your email on there, and you ask me your question. I saw on this show you did this, and I wanted to know about that. And I will, and I guess, filter it out for me so I get it, and I will answer the questions on the air for you. Okay? Okay, so today, let's see. So I do a blog twice a week. The last My latest blog is, this last week I did Climate Change, Ice Age, and Toxic Soil. And you want to read it, it's up there on my website. You can get the link through the newsletters if you, and then I'll be sending out a newsletter once a week. I did a little survey, and people don't mind once a week. A newsletter is useful to them. And then the other thing I wrote out is what to do to take advantage of the current rains, because we're having all this rain here. So we talk about how to, I give you a short list of what you should be doing. It depends where you live, of course, right? If you're under snow, it ain't going to work. And then the one I did before that, I did three of them that week, the soil, and I call it SOUL and staying safe. And by that, I tell people how important is the soil, the mycelium is in the battle against climate change. So you may want to read that. And staying safe, it has to basically to do with the fact that, we recently had a fire here and a fire there in Paradise Cove, fire here in Malibu. And just, the homes are so toxic when they burn. So much chemicals from pesticides, not herbicides, whatever, fertilizers, formaldehyde, asbestos. And that's a very tough environment to be in, just to walk around in. But what's going on, and I'm sure everybody in Paradise is going to agree, and Malibu can agree, is that the soil becomes toxic. All this stuff is in the soil. So yeah, you can remove the burnt houses, you remove the wood and the structures and all that stuff and rebuild it, but you need to take away a good layer of the topsoil and dump it in the toxic waste site because it's toxic. You can't put your hands in it, you can't grow with it, you can grow your food in it. And to make matters worse is that, okay, the rains are good to clean up the air, but as soon as it dries, the wind will blow the toxic stuff around and you'll be breathing it and you're going to have a problem down the road. So that's why I talk about what you have to do to be safe under those circumstances. It's not easy. And so the newsletter is very helpful to you, for you to be able just to read my blog without having to go up to the website. Lots of stuff you can get right here. Sometimes we have special deals through the website, 50% off, no shipping. My membership is $55 for a lifetime. I've changed it down now to $35 for a lifetime. We have a special going on. You only have to pay additional would be shipping and handling for the book. So you're going to get a $20 book for $35. So basically, you're going to get the membership for $15. It's a real good deal. I screwed up in the sense I'm doing the newsletter. I shouldn't be doing it, and I really should stay on the newsletter. So and this is just something that happened after, the fact, after I sent the newsletter. That's why I send out a newsletter once a week. So next week, you'll get a link in the newsletter that takes you to the special membership price, because that's going to happen all month. That's what the one advantage of the newsletter is, allows you to get at without having to go up to the we eventually if you want to read finish reading the column, you have to go up to the website, and it with the links here, it makes it really easy to get to the website to watch the videos and stuff. If you're a member, and then you'll see the members corner here, and basically, there's lots of things you can get as a member. You get 10% discount all the time. You have the organic hotline number that you can use to talk to me, and we have online classes, right? And a whole bunch of stuff that I'm there for you. And when you first join, you get the organic hotline number, and you also sign up. I tell you how to go about signing up to receive my podcast. This particular show here is rebroadcasted through different podcast services, iTunes, stuff like that. That's been on since 1970. The Don't Panic is organic ones. Last year it was downloaded over 60,000 times just from one place alone. The iTunes TalkShoe has about 40,000. That's one of the places I do the show. And the members one, what happens with the members podcast is that every time I do this show, they get it. Anytime I do any of the other radio shows, because I got about three or four other radio shows, I do an audio book, which I read out the book. Currently, I'm reading, you know, each chapter of the Don't Panic is Organic book. I also have What's in Your Garden. I also have, basically, it's a environmental alert. It's called WTF, What the Frack. And, of course, I do the Inner Gardening Music, which comes after this. But the members all get that through the same podcast. They don't have to be subscribed to any of the other ones. And it's only available to members. There are other ones that are free. The Don't Panic is Organic. You can subscribe to it either through my website or right through the bbsradio.com. You can also get it through the iTunes or any other places you have the podcast, right? You get your podcast. Okay, so today I'm going to talk to you about, what am I going to talk about? Rock dust. So I started, let me think for a moment. I think I may have heard about rock dust from the biodynamic folks back in 70 or so, 71 or 2, 70, something like that, in terms of they were talking about remineralization. And then I heard through, I was reading the, I read John Haymaker's book, and I also was started listening to other folks who are talk about minerals, right? The use of minerals and how minerals are important for health. And this is one of the things I constantly talk about, you know, what is it that makes a plant healthy? What is it that makes the plant sick, right? It's the lack of minerals or the, so it's a trace mineral deficiency, right? So, because that was part of the reason why I thought I made compost. I made compost to provide the trace minerals of plants, right? And so I started looking, when I started, you know, trying to find rock dust, sources of rock dust, I really wasn't anything available. But I was getting my usual things that, you know, rock dust provided, because I was learning how to use eggshells, right, or oyster shells, or a variety of other products. One of the very first companies that they didn't really mention rock dust in their product, right? But I started to, it's called Fertrell, Fretrell. I might invite them on. But they have a really cool blend of ingredients, which is just a blend of different sources of minerals, right? Different sources of minerals, which, you know, they could call it rock dust, even though they're not really rock dust. I think they have some green sand in there, about as close as you get to rock dust. And rock dust is not, green sand is not really rock dust. It's an ancient sea life. And rock dust is exactly what it says. Rock dust is dust, rocks made into a dust form. But I also, somewhere along the path, I ran into remineralize.org. It's one of the places you should check out. It talks about, it's all about rock dust, okay? And it's all about people around the world that use rock dust. Joanne says she's the founder and executive director of Remineralize the Earth, Joanne Campy. I'm trying to get her on. Hey, Joanne, come on, be a guest. I'm sorry with the fires delayed, and I already emailed and I haven't heard back from her. I'm sure she's busy. She says, remineralization is one of the most important missions on the planet at this time. Together, we can remineralize gardens, farms, landscapes, and forests. We can grow nutrient-dense food and improve the nutrition as well, being of all life, the well-being of all life. And in the larger picture is a key strategy to stabilize the climate. And so, and that's what I've been trying to say pretty much almost all my life. I tell people, heal the earth and you heal your stuff. So I've been on that path now. They have a remineralize.org, which is a really cool site. It talks a lot about, they have a really nice rock dust primer that you can get. And it covers all the definitions of rock dust and how to spread it, how to use it, how to apply it. And if you want to get it, all you really have to do is go to remineralize.org, enter your, find it. You'll see where it'll say it's called a rock dust primer, right? And then you'll be able to download and use it. And then if you have any questions, you can always feel free to talk to me about it. But I'm sure that the folks at remineralize.org would be more than happy to help you. And there it is. Okay, so, and it covers, the rock dust primer is really, really good. It's a very starter point for people to use, and I like to use it as a way to guide me in my talking process, because that way I can cover a lot. The way I work, as you probably figured out by now, I don't have a script. I just sit down and start talking. I know, I know. Okay, let me see. I could do this some more here. Do that one, click on there, click over here, click there, and there you go. So my musics are very, very different than you will ever run across. And what's interesting too is that I seem to be either getting better at it or evolving in my music, the way I write. I use a software program to, and I use what's called loops, which I buy all these different sounds from different musicians, and then I just put them together. So, if you have a question that you want to talk to me about, right? If a rock dust question you want to ask, I tell people I'm here for you. So, if you have a question about something else, one of the things that people have been asking me lately is about weeds, how to control weeds, right? And so, I'm just going to put that over here, weeds, raise, right? And one of the things that happened was is somebody sent me a question about weeds. They emailed it to me. I ran across it and I forgot to pull it out of the junk mailbox, and then I couldn't find it again. That's why it's important to use the inquiry box. It goes right into a special place that separates it from the rest of the junk mail. Okay. But I tell people weeds grow in mineral deficient soil. You know what the job, we gave the name weeds, but it's not really a weed. It's nothing. That weed doesn't think of itself as a weed or a pest. I mean, we name bug pest, but they don't. No, we're all good folks here. We all have a tax, a reason for doing this. And what weeds do, is that you can tell what's missing, what trace minerals is missing in the soil by the weeds that are growing in the soil. You can tell what's missing in the soil by the weeds that are growing in the soil. I used to give a garden walk in Putney, Vermont, a long, long time ago through the forest. And I would tell people exactly that. You can tell what weeds are growing. You can tell what mineral is missing by what weeds are growing. Okay? Really not that hard to figure out. Oh, let's see what happened here. No, it didn't happen. Okay, let's see. Let's look at this for a second here. Yeah, that's what happens when you're doing too many things, right? Oh, no, that wasn't the one anyway. Okay, so it's easy enough to, once you get to know what they are, in a sense, once you get to, well, this weed is associated with this mineral. There are lots of different weeds, and they'll have different, association with different minerals. And basically, what it means to me, and what I'm trying to tell you, is that certain weeds pull up, for example, certain weeds pull up iron, other weeds pull up magnesium, right? And so it depends. And there's tons of them everywhere, all over the place. And some weeds are very good at pulling up a multiple variety of minerals. And so there's a short term, and it's always a short term and a long term solution. Okay? And so the long term solution is to remineralize the soil that it's growing in. And that's a long term solution because you just can't dump chemical forms of minerals into the soil and not expect it to do any damage. Right? Not expected to do any damage, and it will, because it's toxic, unless you learn how to use natural sources. And that's where rock dust comes in, right? That's where rock dust comes in. And so you'll find that that's the reason why I started keying into rock dust and what it does, how it, because it is a, see, rocks are not, they're, okay, natural. Rocks are not really biological, but they are natural. Okay, they're found in nature. So I started to. That's why I like this one company called Fertrail, right? Fertrail being the folks, and they have a wonderful product that's a blend of different types of minerals, right? And I started looking for green sand. It's called New Jersey green sand because it's a very excellent source of minerals, trace minerals. That's how I found the Fertrail, and within it, I found that Fertrail had a wide variety of mineral sources in it, so it was really very good. But what I like about rock dust, and one of the reasons why I have a blend, because I realized almost right from the beginning that certain types of certain companies, their rock dust is rich in certain things and deficient in other things. Not all rock dust have all the sources of minerals in them, right? And so it's a process of getting a blend of minerals, a blend of sources of minerals. And when you have, like, one of the things I found out about in my studies, and it's really easy to figure it out, is that whenever, for example, when Mount Saint Helena did her thing, destroyed everything, but you should have seen how everything has come back, because that's a form of rock dust. Volcanic materials are rich in and different types of minerals, depending upon where in the world it's at, right? And the same thing with glacial, because the way that Mother Nature remineralizes the earth, right? Because Mother Nature has a way, she has set up a way to periodically remineralize. That's when the ice age comes along, and you have the glaciers, and it's called glacial rock dust, believe it or not. And the glaciers just basically crush everything down, and and then they retreat, and then they then the biologicals, right, the microbes take control of it, and so the biologicals come from us, from the living beings that are on the planet, the animals, the birds. And so I was talking about last month about the microbial life. You have to have the two together. And so They have a wide variety of names, from basalts to glacial sands to gravels. These are geological materials, right, that come from the earth, the pressure of the earth. One of the sources of rock dust that I get is from Southern California. It's from the hot springs there, hot mud springs. It's alluvium clay that's hot, that's heated under the, underneath the earth and bubbles up, and people soak themselves in it. But it's also very good for as a mineral bath, because that's minerally rich. That particular one happens to be 30% calcium. Then there's a calcium carbonate, which is lime. That's a very famous source of minerals. Granite dust is also a perfect example of. So we have people outside. I live in a condo, so Saturdays, all kinds of stuff is going on here. I'm in the process of trying to move to a more private place. But in the interim, this is what we got. So we have basalts, basalts and glacial sand, gravels, geological minerals. There's also, and they've been around a long time, as a source of fertilizer for growing crops. People realized that a long time ago. Just like the calcium carbonate has been around for a while. Granite dust is another perfect example of rock dust that farmers use. It's called granite dust, and it is exactly that. It's dust from granites. Rock phosphate is another perfect example of mineral concentrate of phosphorus derived from ancient settlements. I heard of, first about rock dust from a variety of sources when I was giving a talk in 1970. Nitron company, they have their own glacial rock dust. But when we had this, they used to have a organic conference every year, and I used to go to it, and that's where I got to know more stuff. And I started, I immediately ran into Acres USA. If you're not getting Acres USA, let's see, I think I have the, so here's the Acres USA catalog, acresusa.com. And if you're not getting their publication, you're missing out on a big source of stuff. And so I started using Acres USA when I first met Chuck Walters. I call him Chucky, but Charles Walters. And it's the in the back, is where. Well, other than the articles, of course, but in the back you'll find that there's tons of companies, right, who are selling a wide variety of sources of minerals, which is really cool, because nowadays it's not just rock dust that has minerals, sources of minerals. I get one stuff called C90, for example. The folks that are doing AgriGrow, the original inventor of it, has moved on to another source of pure minerals. I think it's called Aqua something. And I'm going to try to contact them, have them be on my show sometime this month if there's enough time for them to, to get on, because I like to give people enough time. And there's tons and tons of books and resources, microbiological resources to get. That's where I first learned about rock phosphate. Very important. Phosphorus is very important. And when you want to remineralize, you want to have a broad spectrum of mineral compounds from different sources. That's why volcanic magma and ashes are a very good source. Fresh and seawater minerals are also very good sources, like from algae. That's why I was talking about green sand. There's also minerals that come from rich human sediments, like from ancient bogs. Naturally occurring geographic mixtures like alluvial and glacial sands and gravels. The best rock dust come from, they provide a diversity of nutrients, right, from a variety of different places. And a lot of them are crushed and blend to a five particle, right? 200 mesh is usually the size of the particles. Lately, I've been using pelletized rock dust, which I found to be easier to use. When I use a dust, I tend to start snorting and get it all over the place. And one of the things I tell people all the time, there are always differences between rock dust. That's one reason why I blend them together, right? I started reading, hearing, and talking with John Haymaker a long time ago. He was really into glacial and alluvium rock dust for mineralization, and he wanted to. to understand what the glacial forces are and how they revitalize the planet. That's why the term remineralization comes from. That's where we understand that the movement of the glaciers is a big part of remineralization. So sooner or later, we're going to have another ice age because it happens. And that's another story, too. In my recent column, I talk about the ice age has started. And it really has, because this is the coldest we've had, and also it's going to be the hottest. And I talked about how it's all about fresh water. How more fresh water evaporates, the colder it's going to get, because fresh water freezes faster than salt water. And so, and it's interesting too how the Mother Nature gets miserable, like the glaciers and aluminum sediments transported from one place to another one. To another place. And it's also to how in nature it gets transferred from one place to the other, because animals fly, they move, they get all over the earth, they can travel. In the old days, animals, there were billions and billions of animals everywhere, okay? And they were doing their thing in terms of dying and eating and dying, right? And so rock dust is something that is a ancient process, and basically is there's a difference between the difference, you know, and this is the thing that separates rock dust from any type of soluble chemical fertilizer, which we don't like, right? And the difference is that the rock dust, the minerals in the rock dust are insoluble. They're basically insoluble silica-rich minerals that react to the soil. And the way they react to the soil depends on the pH, but it also it depends upon the action of beneficial organisms, right? The microbial life. And I was telling, you know, I'm constantly telling people that it's the microbes that eat the minerals. Okay? And so you have to understand the difference between a synthetic fertilizer and a naturally occurring rock dust mineral. Many synthetic fertilizers, acid salts, or soil sulfates, and they have a very narrow elemental spectrum, right? That means they have very narrow range of trace minerals. They usually have one particular one in combination with chlorine or sulfur, for example, right? Chemical fertilizers are usually a combination of the NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And they come from a soluble form, which they are made through a chemical means. Whereas the broad elemental spectrum of rock dust come from naturally occurring distribution of dozens of micro and micronutrients delivered in a mineral form. That means the greater the bend, there's microorganisms that live in the soil. There's a whole bunch of them. They all specialize in how they get the minerals. There's little no nitrogen in most rock dust, for example. You know, and that's one of the interesting things, right? Because these are nitrogen is essential for. But what happens is we have microbes in the soil they call fixing nitrogen. They also they take it out of the air, right? The nitrogen from many sources, there are a variety of I call exotic elements that are very important. They only come from the rock dust these types of rock dust sources. They have fixed carbon and humus in them. That help the soil biology and help the plants to take up essential nutrients in the plants. So soil remineralization is a method of encouraging a natural, resilient, and self-regulating growing environment which promotes long-term sustainable fertility. The word sustainability is a key word here, because if you are good at what you're doing as an organic farmer, you are actually practicing sustainable agriculture, which means the soil is getting healthier and healthier and healthier, and you have to do less and less and let the soil take care of the plants. Very different than constantly trying to feed the plants this chemical junk. Now, there are different types, the rock dust comes in different sizes when you buy them, you know, when you go out to buy them, you know. It's called a graduation of rock dust base. Basically, it means that there are different sizes of particles, and you want to learn. And that's why And nowadays is makes it really different, easy to buy rock dust because there's a wide variety of sources, and they already come to you in a form that you can apply with. So most of them are 200 mesh already that you can use in a powder form. And like I said, I also use it in a pelletized form. The powder form is, of course, readily more available than the pelletized form because it takes a while for the pelletized form to break down. The powder form is actually great to use in terms of adding, well, if you want to make a rock dust spray, for example, or tea out of it, if you want to apply us, you wanted to plants to absorb it right away, you can use it in a powdered form. One of the key issues of using rock dust and it goes down to the word trace minerals. And so anything that's supposed to be a trace mineral becomes toxic if you go past that trace mineral level. And so you have to learn how to apply it, how to use it. I read somewhere recently, this guy says, well, I used rock dust isn't any good because it killed everything in my plant. Well, the dude put a 50-pound bag of rock dust in a small 4x5 raised bed. Duh. And in a 4x5 raised bed, 4x5, maybe by 18 inches tall, when you're first adding the soil to it, you could add a thin layer of rock dust to it. It'd be like maybe not even a pound. And that's the only time you're going to be adding rock dust to the soil there. You have a raised bed. I can eventually, maybe one day I'll talk to you about raised beds and how to, I call it soil rotation because you basically really need to just rotate the soil instead of adding stuff to it. Oh, let's see what happens if I push this button. I love the piano. Okay, so I've just been reminded that I forgot to give you guys the phone numbers to call. That's probably one of the first things I should always do. But I kind of figured you already know what the numbers are. If you're listening to this show now on your podcast, then you have gotten it. You know how to get the numbers of the show. If you're in my newsletter, you should know how to get the number of the show. So the only time, so I'm not really sure if it's beneficial for me to tell you the number of the call because you're listening already. If you're listening through the podcast, you're not going to be calling. Anyway, if you're on the podcast, the show's over with, right? So if you and if so if you really want to talk to me and you have a question to call to talk to me, the ideal way to do it so you can get on the air, well, you can just call. And you can always go to my website, invisiblegardener.com, radio show, right? Click on it, gives you the link to takes you to the website, or you can go to the website for BBS Radio, which has my show on there, on bbsradio.com. I have a link I provide to you, so it takes you there. But once you get there, it tells you all the phone numbers that you can use to call, right? And also I have it on my website there, and it gives you all the numbers. So if you've been using BBS Radio, you know that they have a way for you to call. And it's gee, this is a different phone number than I have here. It has a 701 number, which is not. Oh, there it is. Call into the show. These are just shows you can listen to by the phone. There are numbers that you can just listen to using your phone, or you can just listen to it online. But there's an 800 number for this. I'm in station one, and it's actually the bbsradio.com/don't panic. It's organic. And I think so there's an 800 number, 888-627-6008. And there's a direct line number. There's also a Skype number that you can use to call. So you can get these numbers really easy by going to any of these, to my website or to BBS Radio. I also have it written in down in the newsletter. So the newsletter makes it real easy for you to figure out what's going on with everything that I'm doing. Okay, so back to Rakdas. Okay, so I started doing Rakdas a long, long time ago. Let's see what I do here. Yeah, maybe I did it wrong. Huh? Yeah. Oh, I lost it, or did I not? But anyway, I had the I had. Oh, there you go. Okay, now I think I got it. One of these days, right? Let's see what I did here. Nope, I don't have it. Okay, so Rakdas, and I talk about a lot about it in the sense that I tell people that what I do in my business is basically feeding the microbes. Okay? And the difference between the two, if you're trying to feed microbes with chemical fertilizers, you're going to kill them. They don't want that stuff. They want it. They want to be able to get the food at themselves and break it down into a form that they know works and they to give to the plants, okay? What I do is I buy a wide variety of Rakdas sources along with a wide variety of mineral sources, blend them together, and then slowly over time, over a period of time, because the idea is to it's a living organism, therefore you don't want to just be, like in your body, the healing process just takes time. It's not a fast thing. That's why I tell people all the time there's a short-term and a long-term solution, right? So the long-term solution is the health of the soil. That's the long-term solution, right? The short-term solution is how do I get the minerals to the plants in a way that they can not kill them and they can enjoy and benefit from it. That's why chemical fertilizers came about, because hey, let's give them this right now. They get it in such a way that they eat it right away and they get the benefits, but it's not really benefits. It's like if you're eating sugar or whatever else into your body and your body goes, oh, it reacts to it, but then you can have a heck of a way to come down. That's another reason why I talk a lot about using a refractometer and how to use how to understand BRICS and how it works, right? And the use of refractometer would tell you the BRICS level immediately, and you will find that if you use again, I tell people that using a chemical fertilizer will temporarily increase the BRICS level because it does have some minerals in it, and it does increase the growth and so forth. But in the long run, it'll lower it lower than it was before when you first started. So if your goal is to increase your BRICS level, and you'll find that and what you're actually doing is decreasing your BRICS level. So by the time you're done, you have a lower BRICS level than what you had before. You're not doing it right. And that's part of the chemical circle of catch 22, because you feed them this stuff, they go real big, and then you have to feed them again, feed them again, because they'll come down and they go back up and go down, go back up, and it's setting up a cycle that's really not very good. It's really, really not very good for the plants in the long run. And another thing about and I talk a lot about in my recent columns and in terms of how the mycelium will help in climate change. Well, it brings in it reduces atmospheric carbon, and at the same time, it helps build fertile soil. So it stabilizes the soil stabilizes global climate change through the revitalization of temperate zones, right? Through the revitalization of the trees, making everything healthier, and it acts as a balance. Okay. So next week, I'm going to be talking about more about rock dust. I hope to have some guests on. They can talk about rock dust, how they use it in their business and on their farm. I'm also going to be talking about my sources of rock dust, and I'll tell you everything I know. And I'm going to make a. What I'm going to do is in the newsletter, I'm going to say these are the sources of rock dust that I normally get. But if you want to get the sources of rock dust, all you have to do is go to Remineralize the Earth. They have a remineralize.org, and they also have remineralize.ning, ning.com. And if you click on the resources button, right, which I just did, and then you'll find that there's an enormous list of resources for rock dust, worldwide resources. For rock dust. I don't see it coming up here. Resources, not showing anything. Maybe it's missing something. Maybe it's under remineralize.org for resources, which is, this is not good advertising, right? I think it's under, and maybe it's remineralize.org that has a resource list on there, resource directory, right? So remineralize.org as a resource directory. And the resource directory covers everywhere in the world, the different types. It covers Asia, Brazil, United States, let's see, Northwest. Am I in the Northwest, Northeast, Northwest? Or maybe I'm West. Okay, try West, California. So I'm looking at the West here in California. I get azomite, for example. I get U.S. rare minerals, agri-wind fertilizers. I get them. They have tons of places here that you can get, and they have me down as a source of rock dust. That's very nice. And they have granite rock dust. Harmony Farm Supply is an excellent source of rock dust. There's Hawaiian Mineral Plus. Tons of really great sources of rock dust. That you can use. What I would do is to get a little bit from whatever, which you don't have to get a little bit from all of them, right? But you want to get a good blend together. Some of them are already blending it for you, right? Some of them already have a nice blend that going for them. So then you then the pro the key where the key here is to learn how to this Ohio Earth. International Ag Labs, where they talk about Hybrix Gardens, BioGreen. There's tons of really, really cool places. And this is great because when I first started, I couldn't find any of these sources at all. Now it's real easy. You just go to remineralize.org, click on the resources, and you're going to get tons and tons of rock dust sources, way more than you can ever really use. And it's just what I would do, start with pick one that's close to you so you don't have to pay for shipping, because shipping is the biggest expense about rock dust, right? It's just very heavy. When I buy green sand or any type of rock dust, because I get 50 pounds. So sometimes I pay $20 for 50 pounds of rock dust and then $30 to have it shipped. That's how. That's the problem, one of the things you can do is you can just share it with your neighbors. What I tell people, if you in a garden club, that the garden club buy it, and the garden club can break it up into easier, small bags for people to use. So next week we're going to be talking about my resources, where I get my rock dust from, right? I'm going to be talking about the microbial mix that I put into the rock dust and my resources for that, where I get those from. And I'm going to see about getting a few people on as guests. If I can't get him on this month, it's understandable because they don't have enough time really to, who knows, they're traveling around doing busy. But I will then get it down so they'll be down in the future coming and visit and be a guest on my show. And I'm also going to have Josh Tickle, Kiss the Ground, going to be coming out sometime soon. I think he'll be in April, right? Kiss the Ground. I think that's the name of the book, Kiss the Ground, Josh Tickle. There's lots of people that I can contact. Right now, I'm just going through this massive dental surgery. It's been taking a few years. I didn't know it was going to take this long. I think it's going to be another 6 months. But I'll be here. You know, I'll be doing my thing. I love what I'm doing. So thank you very much for listening to my show. I still have about 4 minutes more before the show is over with. So we have a whole month's worth of rock dust. Enter the contest so you can become a winner. You're going to get the 5 pounds of rock dust blend. You know what? Wait a second. What you're getting is called the grower's kit, right? It's a grower's kit. Now, the grower's kit comes with 5 pounds of rock dust, but it also comes with a quart of super seaweed. Super seaweed is a microbiological activator. Figure it out. The quart is normally $150 for a quart. Yeah. The 5 pounds of rock dust is $49.95. Yeah. The two adds up more than $100, but I sell it for $100 on my website. It's on sale now, $100 to get the rock dust, the grower's kit. But that's what I'm going to give away as part of my contest. A winner next month, they'll get everybody that enters, not everybody, everybody that wins gets a lifetime membership to the club. Then every month I have something different. So congratulations, Barbara. Make sure you send me an email. If I don't hear from you, I'll email you again so that I can get your address. She's going to be getting the color version. She'll be getting membership as well as the color version of the book. The color version of the book is $100 all by itself. And then pretty soon I'm making some Don't Panic, It's Organic t-shirts, which I'll be giving out as part of the winner. So get on. If you're not getting the newsletter, sign up today. Go to InvisibleGardener.com. Click on newsletter. Fill out all the information. Make sure you put in your address on your physical address. It won't hurt to have it on there because if you win, then because that, it enters you when you sign up for the newsletter, you get automatically entered into the contest. If you win, I need an address. And the only way you can enter the contest after that is by going through the newsletter, clicking on enter me in the contest, sending out a little email pop up, and you fill it out. You should send it back. I'm going to update it to make sure that you at least put in your. See, once I have your address, you don't have to be sending the address every time out, especially if you join, because that's the advantage of having it in a newsletter. I can look up your address. So once you enter the address in the newsletter, I can see who you are. I'll look up your address and I'll send you whatever you want. Okay, so if you have any questions, stuff like that, just go to inquiry. And click on, you know, I listen inquiry and fill out the form there. Hi, I listen to your radio show. I have this question. And I'll be happy to answer it on the air. Members can always feel free to call me on the organic hotline. I think there's a something going on over here. Let me see what it is. Say, you got a little clicky thing. Call into the show only during live shows. There you go. Listen by phone. Yeah, I didn't get all that. And then Cosmic Spaceship is coming up. Really nice, spacey Cosmic Spaceship. That's really neat. That's me with the captain. Hey, that's a really good ad. The Cosmic Spaceship is coming up. Don't miss it. And it's not just music that I'm going to be doing. People have been asking me to do a variety of other things. So we're going to see what happens. And so that's coming up right after the show. Thank you, Don and Doug. That was a very nice. Got a little alien. It looks like the Silver Surfer. He didn't put my ship on there. I gave you a picture of a ship, but this is cool. Cosmic spaceship with the captain. That's me. So that's going to be coming up in a few minutes. I think I got another. Oh, It's probably time already, I think. I don't know. Don, is it time to go now? I need to go now, Don. I have to go to the little boys' room. Okie dokie, we're done, right? Hey, that's a great cosmic spaceship, man. I like the Silver Surfer.